it's time for our weekly segment with David Hellman of DallasCowboys.com.
All right, 5:05 is the time as we run through this three-hour show, the last hour. John McClain will join us at 5:30. Texans, of course, coming off their win, and Deshaun Watson was just marvelous. David Hellman, DallasCowboys.com, joins us now on ESPN Central Texas. David, 31-3 at one point in that game. Were you just sitting there like, what in the hell was going on?
No, I kind of knew what the hell was going on. They couldn't stop the Packers run game, and they kept turning the ball over. Like, was I surprised that they played so sloppy? Absolutely. But you make mistakes like that against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, you're begging to get blown out. Kudos to the Cowboys for rebounding, but, man, I mean, -3 in turnover differential is going to get you beat by anybody, let alone Aaron Rodgers. So, really, like I said, surprising to see, but that's what you get.
I know the news is good on Lael Collins and Tyron Smith for the most part, but if they can't go, do you feel comfortable with Cam Fleming and Brandon Knight at the tackles for another week?
I shouldn't laugh. Honestly, I thought Brandon Knight played a really good game, you know, for an undrafted rookie who played guard for all of training camp, who got thrown in there because of injuries. Cam Fleming certainly wasn't great, but I keep saying it, you know, some people disagree with me. Like, they didn't lose that game because their left tackle couldn't keep Dak Prescott clean. Like, we've seen what that looks like when Chaz Green gave up 7 sacks in Atlanta a couple years ago. He was certainly better than that. So, not great by any stretch of the imagination, but not so bad that it ruined their game plan either. That said, I think they would be much happier if Tyron Smith and Lael Collins were in the lineup. I don't know about Lael. He sprained his MCL. Even as tough as he is, it seems a little optimistic to think he'd be able to play 6 days after that. But the early indications coming out of the start that Tyron Smith should be available to go. So Tyron at left tackle and Cam Fleming at right tackle, I think that's a recipe for a little bit better success than what we saw last week.
All right. Do you think that even though when you drop behind, they moved the ball, David, in the first half, they just, as you mentioned, turnovers and didn't finish. In the case of, in the end, when you're down 31-3, then sometimes you immediately abandon the running game. I thought actually Zeke had more than 62 yards, but is it something where they should have just kept grinding with that or not?
I mean, if it's a 14-point deficit, 10 points, 14 points, maybe even 17 points, I'm right there with you. And honestly, we've seen them do that before where Ezekiel Elliott gets them back into a game that they had fallen out of. But 31-3 in the second half, at that point, you're playing against the other team and the clock. You could argue maybe Zeke and maybe Tony Pollard could have had a larger role in the passing game, but 4 scores, it's kind of hard to stick with the run game when that happens. I don't have a problem with the way they played it.
Earlier today, Jerry Jones expressed what I would call concern about the kicker, Brett Maher. What do you think happens there, and how short of a leash does he have, given that the owners kind of already publicly said, hey, we're not that comfortable with when he goes out there right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think I somebody asked me this question today, and like, I kind of think both things can be true. Like, sure, do the Cowboys have a ton of confidence in Brett Maher right now? No. But if they tell you, you know, Jason Garrett specifically, not so much Jerry Jones, but if Jason Garrett tells you he believes in him, I kind of think that's true because, like, what other choice do you have right now? Like, honestly, first of all, there aren't 32 good kickers in the NFL at any given time. But, like, if you go look at the list of available options, it's not exactly inspiring. Like, I think Ty Forbath is still out there. You know, he's had successful stints. That's maybe an option. Like, if you can lure 40-something-year-old Sebastian Janikowski out of retirement, I guess you could try to do that. Other than that, I mean, you know, Cody Parkey, the guy that had the double doink for the Bears in the playoffs last year, he just got a job with the Titans today. So, I mean, you're really talking about scraping the bottom of the barrel. So I think the Cowboys right now, I think it's just as good of a strategy to hope for the best from Brett Maher than go sign one of these other guys that's available. That said, you know, you can only do that for so long. And if this continues to be a problem, I think even, you know, this week in New York, you got to do something, even if it's only having guys in for workouts just to inspire some competition. I don't think you can let it go on much longer than another week or two.
Paul, how long is that comment from Jerry about the kicking game? Like a minute?
It's like a minute.
He rambled on pretty good. I don't know. I'm not sure if you heard that, David, earlier today. Jerry does that weekly show. And, I mean, it was not – it surely wasn't a voice of
He said right after the game something along the lines of, you know, we would prefer to not have to hold our breath every time he goes out there, but that's where we're at. Yeah, I mean, it's not exactly a vote of confidence. And like I said, I mean, they're not blind. Like, if it's a problem that persists for another, you know, in another game, I think it's something you'd have to consider. But I genuinely am with the Cowboys when I say I'm just not convinced there's a lot of definitively better options available right now.
Yeah, they don't. They're like quarterbacks. They're probably even really harder to find. You know, you can get a quarterback that can go out there and at least hold water for a couple weeks, but kickers, David, I mean, it's nobody really does it. It's a really unique skill.
Yeah, somebody asked me about this. Obviously, I'm an LSU guy. LSU had a fantastic kicker last year by the name of Cole Tracy, who's actually he's about to enter the XFL draft. He was lights out for LSU last year. I've heard people talk about his kicks come off the line too low, and it makes him not a viable option for the NFL. I'm not convinced I buy it. It's such a unique skill set. I don't see what the harm is in giving him a workout. And that's not just for the Cowboys. That's for anybody. But it doesn't seem like something they're in a rush to do. And short of that, I'm not sure what other options there are right now.
Well, obviously, 3-0, now 2-0. And the question is, you don't have to know now who they are, but the Jets coming up with a road game, you would think that they can take care of business, but who knows? And then Philadelphia, who are they, David?
They are a highly talented but middling team. It sounds like a cop-out, I guess, but, like, execution seems like their main problem. Execution with the game plan against the Saints didn't look like the offense was creative enough going down there. Defense showed up, and then last week, like, the offense honestly rolled. I mean, 560 yards, they just can't get out of their own way, whether you want to talk about turnovers or a staggering amount of penalties. You can't just wave that stuff off, but if you've watched them through 5 weeks, in every single game, they've shown flashes of their talent. You know, they obviously win the first three. Even against the Saints, you get 5 sacks and hold that Saints offense, albeit without Teddy Bridgewater, to, you know, 300 yards and hold them out of the end zone. And then against the Packers, you know, if you don't just completely blow the turnover differential, they're at least going to be in that game, if not win it. So they're very talented. They're very flawed. They haven't come close to putting it together. They're in a much better spot right now than they were at the midpoint of last season, and that's when they really kicked it into gear. So I don't know if that's going to happen. And if I'm a Cowboys fan, I'm definitely concerned by what I've seen the last 2 weeks, but it's not enough for me to try to write this season off in October.
Do you believe in the report or whatever was said by the Saints involving things that Kellen Moore may have tipped off based on what he used to do at Boise State?
I saw that. I don't know. Maybe they did. And, like, honestly, that sounds like something an NFL team would do. If they really did, then it seems stupid that they would tip it off, because that is such an obvious advantage that you can gain if you need to play the Cowboys again. Like, I don't know why you would want to announce that to the world. And, you know, if it is true, then Kellen Moore's like, okay, well, I can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
So there goes whatever advantage you got from that. And then part of me, I think NFL teams just kind of like to show off about, like, how much they do. You know, like, oh, we turn over every stone possible. We went back and looked at Kellen Moore's Boise tape. If they got just a little bit of advantage in certain situations out of it, like, good for them. But I don't know. I don't really assign too much to that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because you know what? You might play him again.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, sitting right here, like, the way the Cowboys have played the last 2 weeks, yeah, who knows if they make the playoffs. But on the off chance that they do, it seems kind of stupid to give away an advantage like that, thinking like, well, if he's still using signals from 10 years ago, maybe he'll still be using them in 3 months. It just seems kind of – if it is true, it seems kind of short-sighted on the Saints' part. But like I said, if I had to guess, I think whatever benefit they got out of it is probably very exaggerated, and they just wanted to have some fun and thump their chest about how much work they do when they game plan.
Thank you, man. Appreciate your time.
Yeah.
As always,
thanks, guys.
David Hellman, DallasCowboys.com.